How a person can be happy in his whole life? Especially how he can be transcendentally happy? By money, happiness, wealth, anyone can be happy. We are all eternal time, servant of Krishna. So if anyone is serving Krishna and he has attained the service of Radha and Krishna can be the eternal time. He is one. And that is why your Guru Devdutta Vedam Swami Maharaj all him Prabhupada. He can Western countries and Eastern countries. So that can be with him. Very small time. At least the whole world. And she was one of you. She was one of you.
First,
yes. He has come in our line. Rupanuga line. Not even serving Krishna. If anyone. Having a small desire to serve Srimati Radhika and Krishna will know this. Quickly he will be controlled and he will be allowed him or her as he is. If anyone wants to attend the Krishna Bhakti, he will not be so happy. But if anyone prays Krishna, Shyam Sundar Shikhanya Shikha Shmer Haas Murali Manohar Aradhika Rasik Mantra Pani De Sopriya Charna Pindri. O Krishna, you are beloved of all the devotees, especially of Srimati Radhika. Krishna is your beloved. Radhika is your beloved. So if you want to give me any boon, I want that you should make me the maid servant of Srimati Radhika, nothing else. Who has taught Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupanu Acharya, Tavai Vasmi, Najimami Tvayabina, Iti Vigyane Radhe Tvamnaya Mahamachana. So there is nothing higher than this home. Rupa Goswami, all others have told like this. Ha Devi, Kaku, Bharagadagata Yadhyavacha, Jache, Nipatya, Bhuvi, Dandavat, Udhbhatarati, Asya, Prasad, Mabudasya, Janastra, Kitya, Gandharvike, Tava, Gani, Kadanandi. O Srimati Radhike, please admit me in your school, in your life, and registered my name in your, in the names of list of your all maid servants. I only want to serve you. We, what in Vedas is that has been told, Sachidananda Ghana Krishna, he should be merciful to sprinkle his mercy. So that he or she should be happy forever. So everywhere like this. So in this prayer, in this mantra of Veda, Govinda should be merciful, Krishna should be merciful, Nisingadev should be merciful, Ramchandra should be merciful. Hanuman should be merciful. All devotees should be merciful. It happened to her. And then anyone can have the transcendental service of Radha and Krishna Kanjuga. So we are praying to Radha Krishna Kanjuga that he should bestow her, their mercy to her on his birthday. Gaur Praman. I meant that this day you should tell two words.
So as Srila Gurudev is now saying that the highest goal of life is Radha Dasya, he taught to us this about our Srila Prabhupada, and that's why you see that so many of Prabhupada's disciples have given up everything and are following him around the world and are engaging in his service, in the service of Prabhupada. Even the pranam mantras to Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev gave us the deep meaning of what they mean. Jai Nitya Lila Krishna Om. Jai, we're praying to Prabhupada that you should be victorious. My mind and senses are on one side as demons, and you should be Jai. Jai means Jai Jukta. You should be victorious, and my mind and senses should be defeated by you, and you should control them. And Nitya Lila, he's teaching us by his mercy. We know exactly where Prabhupada is, what he's doing in the service of Radha and Krishna, how he's serving them at different times of the day. For Vishnu, he's entered into that Nitya Lila. Eternally, he's from there, and by past times, he's gone back there and inviting us by sending his representative to help us join him there. And Vishnupad, even Vishnupad, we didn't know what that meant until we met Srila Gurudev. Because which Vishnu is that that Srila Prabhupada is serving? That Vishnu that's Srila Krishna Chakrabarti Thakur describes in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That Vishnu, who is Krishna, who became many in the Rasa dance. That Krishna Prabhupada is serving in the Rasa dance and engaging in so many services there. Astotra Sata Sri. Astotra Sata, I asked Srila Gurudev in Bali a few years ago, what does that mean? He said, Astotra Sata means 108. So 1 and 8 equals 9. And 9 is the ultimate number. So our Srila Prabhupada and all of our acharyas in our line have the ultimate number of sris as their quality. All material opulence, beauty, wealth, fame, strength, renunciation, all spiritual opulences of Vaikuntha, of Krishna Loka, all the Lakshmis, all the gopis, and Radhika herself has invested her sri, her beauty, in the heart, and Prabhupada is a manifestation of that sobham or sriyam or service to the lotus feet of Radharani and her service to Krishna. So Srila Gurudev is bringing us to the deepest understanding of Prabhupada and his books, and even teaching us how to read his books by praying that, oh Prabhupada, and whoever's commenting on the book, oh Vismar Chakrabarti Thakur, and oh my dear Shiksha Guru, you are sitting with me as I'm reading, and you are my Shiksha Gurus. So please take me and dive me into the deepest understanding of what I'm about to read. So we're so grateful to Srila Gurudev that he's giving us Prabhupada in the most, most deep way. We're eternally indebted.
Govinda Pal Prabhu to speak to us.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jyot Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam.
I was thinking, standing in the back in the kirtan, that somehow I'd have to say something here today. So I was thinking, what should I say? But then Prem Prayojan saved me and gave me something written by a dear follower. So I should read that after I just give a short introduction. And that's that everything that any of us do should be gauged on what bhakti it produces. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya vibharjana. We reject what doesn't help our bhakti and we accept what does. This is the rule of a Vaishnava. And the real question then is, how do we know what helps my bhakti? But Srila Prabhupada always thought that was a very easy question. And he quoted another verse, a Bhagavatam verse. Bhakti parishana bhavo viraktir anyatra chai satrika eka kala. Prabhadyamanasya takshata shus pushti pushti kshuda payo nigasam. Which means that just as when you eat, there are certain symptoms that come from eating, and one feels fulfilled in having had that meal, and no one can tell him that he hasn't eaten and felt the satisfaction of eating. Similarly, when you experience bhakti, this a similar but transcendental fulfillment comes in the heart, and it's very easy to know that, yes, I'm making advancement by accepting this particular thing. Yes, I'm making advancement by rejecting another particular thing. So I would just like to suggest that anyone who has the time to come and be with the devotees here and with Srila Narayan Maharaj over the next few days will have that taste of fulfillment and know well what to accept in their devotional life. So other than that, if I could read this. This is from, you might remember, Anantacharya. You met him, Brahmachari, glasses in Hawaii.
Oh yeah, small. Yeah. Saffron cloth, elderly person. He was everywhere in ISKCON.
He came to Maui and also
Maui,
to
everywhere.
The other. So he says, in recent days, there has been frequent talk of pickpockets. What has to be the world's best the best pickpockets in the world are in the country of Guatemala. When a Guatemalan takes something from you, he does it so smoothly, so perfectly, so politely, and with so much expertise that when
Guatemala
he gets done, when that pickpocket is done, you feel that whatever he took from you must have actually been his property all along. And that's a fact. So now you have an introduction to what comes next, because it is rumored that in your neighborhood there is a transcendental pickpocket who has been imported from a foreign place, from far, far away, from a region wherein the inhabitants are accustomed to stealing each other's hearts regularly. When this pocket takes from you that which he wants, he does it so nicely, so sweetly, so wonderfully, and with so much love, that when he gets done, you'll feel that what he takes actually belonged to him all along, right from the start. And actually, that's the fact. So then he gives a short story. In 1977, in Vrindavan, India, November 15th, some of you may have the date emblazoned forever in your heart. Srila Narayan Maharaj took charge of the pre-samadhi parikrama and samadhi preparations for my Gurudev, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. Although Swami Prabhupada departed the evening before, we continued to serve and worship His Divine Grace throughout the night with a parikrama of Vrindavan and a samadhi plan for the next day. The following is an excerpt from a diary of a devotee, from the diary of the devotee who's writing this letter, Anantacharya. By 5 a.m., everyone is back. As Mangalarti starts a little later, many devotees turn their backs to Srila Prabhupada in order to pay prostrate obeisances to the deities. Narayan Maharaj and his associates remain motionless and do not budge. In no time at all, Narayan Maharaj is laying it on the line to Gopal Krishnadas. The devotees are to stay at the Vyasasam, facing Srila Prabhupada, and there is to be a simultaneous arati for Srila Prabhupada and at the Vyasasam, while the arati also goes on for the deities. Gopal Krishna quickly gets everything arranged nicely, and a nice arati is held at each of the three altars, plus at Srila Prabhupada's Vyasasam. Srila Narayan Maharaj leaves the kirtan and winds everything up with repeated resounding Jai Gurudev, one after another. The parikrama begins at 6:45 and the palanquin is lifted from the vyasasan and carried to the center of the courtyard, where we circumambulate Srila Prabhupada with more chanting. When we proceed through the front gate of the mandir, down the road to Vrindavan, and the parikrama to each of the seven temples of Vrindavan, Srila Narayan Maharaj is arranging everything so nicely, leading the procession, leading the kirtan, and seeing with great attention that everything goes along perfectly for our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Narayan Maharaj is now conducting the parikrama, acting on behalf as our very capable leader, and seeing to it that everything is conducted nicely for Srila Prabhupada. For the next 6 hours, Srila Narayan Maharaj is indefatigable, watching everything and continuously providing the devoted and competent leadership needed so that all the details of the parikrama and the samadhi are executed perfectly. That excerpt was written 22 years ago in 1977, so this letter is an offering to His Divine Grace Srila Narayan Maharaj from someone who is very much appreciating everything that he did for my Gurudev and his disciples on that morning, right from the beginning, and everything that he has been doing for us ever since. Just like my own Guru Maharaj, he's simply wonderful when it comes to sweetly, graciously, and lovingly stealing your heart and putting it in his pocket. Thank you very much, your devoted servant, Anantacharya Das.
Jalaka Prabhu? Oh, Jalaka Prabhu. Please come. You can speak to work.
And after this Prabhu?
Narayan.
I have no idea what to say. It was just our good fortune to have Maharaj come to our home out of all the people and all the devotees here in Alachua. And somehow, someone from Miami, who was it from Miami who got in trouble?
Ekanti
had called and talked to Mitravindra Murli, who teaches a school in one of our rooms every day. And she asked me if I would, well, it's a big imposition, Jalakara, and you know, it will cause a lot of problems, but could you host Narayan Maharaj? and immediately I said yes. What a wonderful opportunity for myself and for my family and for everyone here to have the darshan and association of a saintly person, a pure devotee. And I'm not thinking Gaudiya Math or ISKCON or Chaitanya Math. I'm thinking Vaishnava. In my life, the most important thing is the association of Vaishnavas. And I don't discriminate about the association of Vaishnavas. I try and associate with all Vaishnavas. And this is why we came to this place, Alachua, because there were so many Vaishnavas here that we could associate with, and that we could raise our children in the company of Vaishnavas, and we could live simply and live happily, and we could chant Hare Krishna. So, on behalf of all the residents of Alachua, I'd like to welcome Maharaj to our humble home and our humble community, and I hope that we can give you a fitting welcome, and I hope that we can hear from you attentively, and that we can learn about pure devotion. And thank you very much for making the difficult journey to this insignificant place, Maharaj. Can I sit down? down now?
Narayan Prabhu, should you speak two words?
Oh,
Prabhu, you should come.
Well, the first thing, I feel most blessed because, like a dog trying to always catch up with a master, in the last 5 years, I've always been right behind you. I've just come to LA or some area where you live, or Badger, and you go on, or I go to India, and you just left, and I've constantly been missing the mercy. So my greatest fortune is to have the opportunity to have that mercy. In coming here this evening, and for the last years, hearing so many of your pastimes, your activities, things you've said, and talking to so many of my God brothers and God sisters, in behalf of all of them, I want to thank you, because something that we've needed for a very long time, and that is a cementing, processing, helping devotees, because so many who had fallen away or run into difficulties or whatever, by Krishna's arrangement, you've come and you've enlivened them back into our Krishna conscious culture and once again engaging in bhakti. And for that, there is no applause, there's no compliments, there's no thank yous that we could possibly show you. I wanted to turn to another discussion about another Vaishnavi, and that's Mother Jadarani. As I see Mother Jadarani, I think back, this July will be 30 years that I came in contact with Srila Prabhupada and was initiated 1 year later. And I joined on Henry Street in Brooklyn. And I was, as Puru will also remember, we worked in the incense business, and we were putting together, and was one of the most major, you know, financially making things that we did in order to bring in the income. We went in 1 year, John Ryan remembers, from 28 devotees in the temple to 128 devotees in the temple. And we had 3 floors upstairs in the attic, and we had 2 basements. I had the great fortune of having my office in the second basement next to the here. along with some other well-known devotees. Once in a while, I could get a break and sort of crawl out of that second basement. And I'd make my way, always was my choice, to make my way 1 block away to the art department. And only almost crawling on my hands and knees, would sort of slowly merge up to Jadarani as she was painting, always with the same bright smile that you see her here today, nothing different. And as she would always speak such wonderful Krishna Katha that it was enough to keep me going to the next time that I could crawl away. And to Jadarani, I'd like to offer my respect for this. Thank you.
My request to Guru Prabhu, please speak two words.
We think that this is meant by the will of providence, just to accept you as the captain of the ship who desires to cross some difficult ocean of knowledge, which destroys all the good qualities of mankind. So by the grace of Krishna, we're benefited with the grace of Guru, and by the grace of Guru, we get the mercy of Krishna. Somehow or other, through our sojourn of 8,400,000 species, we came into contact with His divine grace, Bhakti Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Before we were even born, you had come in contact with Him.
It's good. Yeah.
It's better? So, we came into contact with our spiritual master by the mercy of Krishna, by some apyata sukriti, by some good fortune, by some past life impressions, whatever the reason. But before we even took birth, we had a long-standing relationship with Srila Prabhupada. Met him in
1946. 46. 46. 46. 46. 47.
Are the direct disciple of his dear God brother and Sannyasa Guru, Srila Prajnakeshwara Maharaj. And your connection to him is deeper and wider and broader than the ocean that we can even measure. So by connection with the pure devotees that Krishna sends to this world, we're benedicted with some small opportunity to reawaken and rekindle our Krishna consciousness. And in that way, the debt to Guru can never be repaid, neither can we ever to measure the vastness of his mercy. Samsara dava nalali yama jaya karana agina yantin kapasya kali nagina nalasya vande yama. Just as the rain pours water on the forest fires and the spiritual master extinguishes the blazing fire of material existence. So by his mercy we came into contact with Diksha Guru, and by Diksha Guru's mercy we come into contact with Shiksha Guru. Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru, not really any difference. Madan Mohanty Graha, Govinda, Vigraha. They're both manifestations of the Supreme Lord's mercy, personality of servant of God. So simply by taking advantage of this divine association, we can hear with the transcendental sound vibration, Shabda Brahma, and by that sound vibration penetrating our heart, we can someday try to take advantage of the dust from their lotus feet. So we're very grateful for sacrificing so much personally to travel, to give us your association, to help us remember our divine eternal relationship with our own Diksha Guru, and to help us reconnect to their worship, Sri Radha Krishna. So we can never repay the debt, and we'll try simply to hear from your divine lotus lips and to let that message penetrate up.
Your devotee,
Vrindavan
Vilasi. I request her to speak two words.
Especially into the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and to my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj. As we have learned from Srila Prabhupada, all the sort of disciples of Srila Prabhupada and the followers of Srila Prabhupada, that love and affection for the Guru is the most important thing. And if this begins to weaken, one becomes very, very unhappy, actually. And for most disciples of Srila Prabhupada, after his departure in 1977, we tried very hard to go on, but we were babies. And we felt ourselves, usually most everyone, growing weaker and weaker. And as Jalakar Prabhu said, association is the most important thing. And most of us in many ways search for association with our God brothers, our God sisters, and sometimes in other ways that were not so beneficial. And I know myself, I could see myself becoming a little less enthusiastic than I'd been when Srila Prabhupada was on the planet. So I thought to myself, well, if I take shelter of Sri Vrindavan Dham, this will be the answer. So in 1989, I decided to go to Vrindavan and stay in Vrindavan. And I arrived there, and I was there for some time. But I started to realize this is not the answer. I actually didn't know how to be in Vrindavan. And I had read in Srila Prabhupada's books, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the talks between Ramananda Roy and Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada has one very interesting line in one of his purports. Prabhupada says, one should practice living in Vrindavan by hearing about the talks between the gopis and Krishna. And I was thinking, now, how am I going to do this? We aren't even really allowed to talk about this in ISKCON, so what am I going to do? So I started praying to every blade of grass, because that's Prabhupada taught us, even every particle of dust in Vrindavan is transcendental. He once said in Hyderabad that the dust in Hyderabad cannot do anything for us. But even one particle of the dust in Vrindavan can satisfy all our desires, but be careful what you desire. So I was praying for the dust of Vrindavan, circumambulating Prabhupada in his samadhi, and praying for good association. And then one of my very good friends, whom you all know, Karta Dasi, or Priya Dasi, she said, well, wait a minute, that's not right. You should pray for the best association. I thought, well, that sounds even better. So I started praying for the best association. And immediately my relationship with Srila Narayan Maharaj began, Prabhupada living to Srila Narayan Maharaj. And he had never ever spoken anything different than Srila Prabhupada. In fact, he's only brought me closer and closer to Srila Prabhupada. And he's also fulfilled my desire to follow Prabhupada's instruction to practice living in Vrindavan by hearing about the talks between the gopis and Krishna. And he's also taught us the process how we can attain Braj Bhakti Ras. And not only that, he's been fearless because he's been criticized for doing this not only within his own life but all over the world. He's so kind that he's willing to come forward boldly and teach anyone who's qualified how to actually live in Vrindavan and go back home, back to Godhead, which is what Srila Prabhupada wanted us to do. So we're very, very grateful.
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरवद्विषे
You can come forward.
He is more happy, he says. Yeah. He is more happy. You can come here, Isha Prabhu.
I so many humble.
Prasatala Prabhu. Prasatala.
Yes. Prasatala.
Prasatala Prabhu.
He's hiding.
There are senior.
He's very senior.
I want to honor the senior devotees of Swamiji.
Come.
Make a little place for us.
Ali.
Oh, you should also see. You should come. My, so many humble dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kishore Goswami Maharaj, and also my Shiksha Guru. Vittalila Pravishtam Vishnu Parsishman Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. You know that from very beginning when I joined my Gurudev mission in 1946, I know so much and I met him Swamiji, Yahora.
In the kitchen.
I met.
Please be quiet in the kitchen. Don't make any noise.
I met Swamiji in Calcutta when he came to see my Gurudev after Navadvip Parikrama. Perhaps you also know that when my Gurudev started Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, Abhay Charanar, Esit Bhakti Vedanta Prabhu, he was also one of the members of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. Both were very bosom friends from beginning. My Gurudev took initiation in 1916. And see, Esi Bhakti Vedanta Prabhu in 1922 perhaps. But from beginning, they were very bosom friends. So when he came in 1936, I was personal servant of my Gurudev. Gurudev told that, oh, he's my bosom friend, Bhakti Vedanta Prabhu, very learned person. And he writes so good
articles
in English, in Bengali. And then I served him, and from very day, he was so merciful to me. He has written in all these relations, in his letters, more than 300 letters in English, Bengali, Hindi. He wrote from various parts of America here and there. So I know him from very beginning. When Guru Maharaj started one Bengali monthly magazine and Hindi magazine, he invited Swamiji, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhu, and he kept him in the
editor-in-chief.
Editor-in-chief. Very good writer. So he used to give me articles. Sometimes I used to translate from Bengali. Sometimes he used to write me in Bengali, and I used to translate in Hindi. And then he began back to Godhead in Hindi. Then he requested me that you should give article for me. And I promised that I should. You also perhaps know that when he left his home, like a street beggar in Mathura, he came to Mathura penniless, nothing actually. And he came to me, and I requested him. I brought him, he was staying in another place. I requested him, oh, you should come here. And I brought him in Keshavji Gaudiya Math. And then he was with me several months. First I requested him that he was so much learned person, and Prabhupada wanted that you should preach in English here and there and in foreign countries. And you are like a beggar here and there, going on. You must take sannyas. First I told him. And then I also requested my Gurudev that you should write letter him. and he must take sannyas. He also requested him, and then he allowed. At that time he told me one story, that when I was initiated, I began to read Srimad Bhagavatam, and in Srimad Bhagavatam there was a sloka, Jasya Jada Anugranami Harishe Tad Dhanam Shai. Krishna himself telling that if anyone takes my shelter, then I make him a straight beggar. So I was very much feared that, oh, if I'm going to be a very good devotee, then I will have to give up my whole thing and I will be a street beggar. What should I do? And at that time, he was manager of Bengal Chemicals. Not manager, but he was proprietor-like. He was telling that I was fearing, but I never gave up chanting Hari name and reading books and doing all these things. Quickly, my manager post was gone. When I came to Allahabad and I started my own business, medical factory, but after 1 or 2 years it was also stopped. Then I started a medical shop, very famous, but after some time it also stopped. Then he began to do some
traveling.
Medical representative, but also quickly he fell. And then he became balanced. Then at that time he came to me, and when I requested him that, oh, he used to take sannyas, then he told that everything gone. I told that your wife have also kicked you, your sons also. Then why you are here? Just now my Gurudev is coming. And he used to take sannyas. Then he admitted. And when my Gurudev came, he requested his god brother, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta, and he quickly admitted, and thus he took sannyas there. I went to Delhi with him, Vrindavan here, Jhansi and everywhere, and serving him. Sometimes in Vrindavan, we both used to make chapatis. He used to roll on, and I
used to cook.
Cook, and then making some ghee, and then offering, and we used to sit together and to take chapatis. At that time he has no bed, nothing, no seat, nothing. I used to give my this chadar, and on that he used to sit and discuss so many things. And in the last, he called me last date. When he returned from
America,
I was only one
in airport
to receive him. And I sent all his kartal, books, deities.
Or mithai.
Mithai, peda mithai also. Selfless, I served. And that is why he has so much faith on me. We have so many relations. First, he was god brother of my Gurudev. So, he is my Siksha Guru. From beginning, I accepted him, my Siksha Guru. And you know that there is no difference between Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru. So I respected him like my Guru. And he, without hesitating anything, he used to order me for any his service. And he has written in his letters, you can see his letters, that our relation is transcendental. As my relation was to Prabhupada, your same relation to me, I like this. And that is why the last day, he called me, I went there. His talking was stopped. He was not speaking. But when he saw me, he at once took my hand in his hand. And he wanted to make me sit on his cot, bed. But I did pranam. I wanted to sit nearby. But he at once ordered Tamal and others that you should bring chair. Then they brought chair. And then he began to weep and began to talk with me. And now so happy that you have come. I have some request to you. He told me so many things, especially what he wanted to tell me. Especially, he told me in Bengali, and for others, he told me in English. He told that, I know that I will not be in this world, so I request you that you should forgive me. I have told something in my preaching that was not correct, only to inspire my devotees, my new
Unified
what?
Followers.
I told like so. But I have